Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar, and I'm at the StarNet meeting in Palm Springs, California, right, with Gene Mattson. How you doing, Gene?
Good. Kemp, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for being with me. We're at your annual meeting, and real quick, for people who don't remember the details around StarNet, you're a membership organization of commercial contractors, a co-op, if you will. You have, I believe, 168 members,
just about that, yeah,
which represent 290 locations.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's correct.
So, and I think probably a hard number to get to, but if you add up everything they do, you're worth about $2 billion
in annual revenue
in flooring.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so you're on top of your game, aren't
sure.
you?
Sure. Well, and we're by far the biggest group of commercial contractors, flooring contractors, and grown over the last 5 years pretty impressively. At this point, you know, we have very high standards for membership, and we're looking to fill in some gaps where we don't have someone in the market, but we're not aggressively looking to add large quantities of people. We're more concerned with the quality and making sure that the members we bring in continue to support StarNet and contribute in a positive fashion. So.
And what do you think the members get out of, you know, being part of this organization?
Well, I ask the members that all the time, because I think you and I have talked about this. I've made this commitment to visit every member over the next 5 years.
Right.
Which is a great exercise. I really enjoy doing it because I've not come out of commercial flooring, so I need to learn more about the business than I can learn, you know, in my office. So when I ask them, what's StarNet bring to you, the number one answer is always the networking and the connections they make. Their ability to pick up the phone and call an individual who's in a very similar business but in a different geography, so there's no competitive discomfort at all, and either discuss an issue, talk about an opportunity they see, get some more information on a flooring type or an installation technique that they're unclear about, just the camaraderie that they gain from each other. And I think you can see it when you're at these meetings, Kemp. You know, there's just tremendous, there's a brotherhood among our members and a sisterhood,
yeah,
to the female,
right,
members,
right,
and a real commitment to being together, and they love these meetings. We did a survey early last year on what do they most value in StarNet in terms of activities, and the meetings always come in number one because that's really when they get together and have that networking.
Several of these people, I can tell by coming to these meetings, several of these people have been working together for years.
Sure.
StarNet's been around how long?
Well, 16 years now, and it had a prior life, a different structure. So a number of our members have known each other and worked together for even longer than that period of time. At this point, the structure we're in just celebrated, actually, I think it's about to celebrate 17 years.
Okay.
And it's been growing and strong and really in a good place for quite a while now, largely driven by the leadership of our board, which runs the cooperative and makes the decisions, and their commitment.
Well, I want to talk about, you know, what goes on at these meetings and run through a little bit of that. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the economy for a minute.
Sure.
You know, the economy is soft, especially on the commercial side. I mean, it started to feel this in the fourth quarter of last year. And, yes, the AIA index that came out this week did show a little bit of improvement, but it's still below 50%. Mm-hmm. And we're probably going to be in this for a little while. What are the members doing to make it through this time of softness?
Well, I would say you're correct in your timing. The commercial market was very resilient, really going into the fourth quarter of last year. And as you know, we have a meeting in November. And I would say in November, the members were quite buoyant and quite upbeat. Certainly, though, right after that or at the same time, you know, we really started to see the economy get tough. And I'm certain that all of our members are experiencing business trends that are unlike what they've seen in the past. I would say the general tone here is they are making the decisions that they need to make to keep their business running. They're very committed to their employees and making sure that the employees remain employed, and making smart decisions about the people they work with in their markets and the opportunities they take. I think the thing they see, obviously, is it's harder from on the profit side because there's a lot more competition, a lot other people maybe coming into commercial that weren't here before, people that might have been on the residential side, going after projects that would typically go to our members. So they have to be aggressive and keep the projects as much as they can in their own camp. We've obviously constructed the agenda for this meeting to address any concerns they might have or try to help them. For example, we have a survey that we do with our members every year that's more of a financial profile, and we'll have a session tomorrow morning with two outside CPAs who will look at the data benchmark it against other industry data, and give you help our members see how to use it as a tool as they look at their own business.
Now, is that your state of the group
survey? That's our state of the group survey, which we do. At this point, we're doing it every other year. There's a strong interest from our membership to do it annually, and we may do that. But it's a way for our members to see their business within the context of a broader pool.
Right.
And it's both the StarNet members as well as I say, like industries in the construction area, where they can compare their margins and the way they operate.
So they plug in a whole bunch of financial information.
Exactly.
You strip away the identity of the individual organizations,
exactly.
And then they can compare how they're doing, because they already know their numbers,
exactly.
Versus the other members and,
exactly.
and other players similar.
And we look at other things than just the strict financials. We look at employment or staffing numbers, what they pay their salespeople, just the benchmarks within the business that, as a business owner, they can look at and say, gee, I maybe could make some decisions here, or make some changes there, or focus on a different area and get a more robust profile.
Well, that's got to be valuable.
So it is good. It's very valuable. The challenge for us is to get as many members as we can to contribute the data, because people are busy, and we actually did quite well this year with that. So we're optimistic that as we continue to do it and as we demonstrate the value to the members in a more meaningful way, we'll get higher participation. So we do that. We're also doing a workshop tomorrow on which is always one of the favorites. We have four of our members who are in different geographies, all fairly sizable businesses, but with their own individual idiosyncrasies. And we have the owners talking about decisions they're making in this economic time to make sure that they're doing as well as they can, to make sure they're leaning forward where they see opportunities and where not to go. One of the things we talked about this morning in our general session was, don't get into things that you don't know, and don't take risks in areas that aren't your core competency because it seems like an opportunity. You could get yourself in trouble with that too.
Right. But I mean, but some of these, along the lines of what are they doing in this down economy, some of them are getting more into some maintenance programs.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
And getting closer to their customer because
sure.
They're touching them on a, instead of just when they need product or when they need to remodel something, they're actually coming in and doing things
absolutely.
In between.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, maintenance is an area that we have really encouraged our members to get into, and at this point we have about 110 I think locations doing maintenance, so we have a ways to go, but we certainly have seen growth in the last couple of years. And the great thing about maintenance, as you said, it's an ongoing week in week out business model. It's much more steady cash flow. It does keep them connected to their customer, so it's a customer for life. And they become dependent on you or understand the value you bring, it becomes a total flooring resource for those end users versus just installers or people that would come in and provide the product as necessary. And you keep them on their radar screen, so when they do need to replace their flooring or make any changes, you're the obvious choice to go to. So it really does become a great model. And we provide training. In fact, this year, during our November meeting, we're going to do some maintenance manager training. We did the same last year because it's a different business model. And the members who are really into maintenance and successful with it know they have to have a separate management team run that business. It's not like the installation side of the business. It's a separate group they need. And they're all very happy. Those who are in it, I think, are finding it to be very positive. So that's something we've really encouraged our members to do. Another thing we're doing at this meeting is we have a workshop tomorrow with the NTCA, which is the National Tile Contractors Association, because again, that's another area. Our members, many of them do really focus on carpet and doing some of the more traditional flooring types, which of course remain very valuable to us. But we also are helping them as they expand into ceramics and tile, Archers. Which is a different business model. And the training capability we can bring to them as StarNet helps them get a running start into that area. We have that going on too. So it's really our challenge as a staff and as a board to identify places that we can support our members, help them grow their business profitably, and make wise choices with the business they're already in.
Well, just quick before we run out of time, there's a couple of things I wanted to point out. I mean, you also every year do this design awards.
We do.
And, you know, which is where you, it's, you know, you would think that this is my, from a organization of flooring contractors who actually do, really do get into the specified end of the business. They interact with designers. They get designers to submit these mm-hmm. projects that mm-hmm. they've worked on.
Right, right.
And then you actually have judges that judge
sure.
these things, and you
yes.
give an award, and you continue to get a ton of entries.
Oh, we've had, well, it was funny, because last year in 08, we had what we thought was a record. We had 82 entrants. Now, the prior year, we had 53. So we went from 53 to 82. And this year, I thought, well, you know, gee, if we get the 82 or even a few more, I'd be thrilled.
Yeah.
We got 118.
Oh, my gosh.
And part of that was we had a higher participation on the student side because we have a student yeah. competition. But we also just had some great entries and top-quality entries from our members.
Yeah.
What we're doing differently this year is we actually haven't announced the winners in advance. We used to announce right after the judging.
Yeah.
And this year we opted not to do that. We're announcing tonight.
Yeah.
And we are going to go into the markets where these StarNet members and the design firms are following this meeting in May and do a local press event in that market so we can help to deepen the message into the member company, the designer company, and then also the local press.
Okay.
And we still, of course, value, you know.
Now, you're going to get that done quickly because I've got to announce all this in the June
issue. Oh, yes. Well, our plan is to come back in May and try to do that. We've already mapped out where we're going, but we haven't been able to tell the
okay.
membership.
All right. Just to remind you, you know, we cover that.
Well, and
we always are
delighted with the yeah. coverage you give us, and we hope to see it on the cover again this year, Kim.
That's right. The June issue of Floor Focus will have all those details. All right. So you've got that. That's tonight. And you've got the breakout sessions we were talking about tomorrow. I think we've pretty well covered.
The only other thing we're doing tomorrow, which is a new experiment, we're doing a session called Ideas That Work, which is our members coming forward with ideas they've developed in their business. And we have about 6 or 7 members prepared to present tomorrow. And it's going to be stand up from their seat. It's not going to be a big formal thing. But just kind of talk about what are some of the things they're doing and learning from. And the members love that. They love to hear from the other members, and then they start to brainstorm their own ideas, and it becomes a very successful session. So that's what we're doing tomorrow morning also.
Okay.
So we jam-pack these agendas.
Yeah, you do. But you do a good blend. I mean, you have
oh, sure.
plenty of time for them to just spend time. Like Saturday afternoon, I believe everybody can just
go by the pool.
And share some of their war
exactly,
stories and,
exactly.
And network. All right.
Yeah, and we had that request from the members, you know, don't make it so tight that we can't talk. So, you know, we do have that built in too.
Yeah. All right, great, Gene. Well, we've been talking to Gene Mattson, who I think you've been at the helm now for 3 years.
No, 2 years.
Oh, two years.
Two and a half.
All right, 2.5 years.
Yes, and I still enjoy it very much.
Great. Been talking to Gene Mattson. She's the head of the StarNet organization, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.